The conflict that's intensified following Hamas's attack on Israel and Israel's strikes in Gaza have inflamed tensions around the globe. It sparked an increase in threats and attacks on Muslim and Jewish communities. We'll discuss the rise in anti-Semitism on the program soon. Today, we're looking at Islamophobia. After the horrific killing of a six-year-old Palestinian American boy and the stabbing of his mother by their landlord in suburban Chicago, we've heard from Muslims in the US about how afraid people are during this time of violence. Bassem Alkara is the executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in the Sacramento Valley of California. Bassem, welcome.
Thank you.
Bassem, how is the Palestinian-American community doing? It's a really hard time.
You know, unfortunately, it's not our first rodeo. Every few years, there's an attack on the Palestinians. And it's very traumatic. You know, when we wake up, we call that our family and loved ones to see if they survive. And in the evening time, our time, it's, you know, when they wake up, we call them to see if they survived the night. And unfortunately, just it's a very traumatic time for Palestinians and for anyone watching the news or social media and seeing the images, the horrific images coming out of Gaza, where entire families are wiped out. It's just a very, very difficult time. And also the Gaza Strip, 50% are children. A 14-year-old in Gaza has now witnessed, this is their fourth war. It's heartbreaking.
Have you heard or are you feeling a rise in anti-Muslim sentiment?
You know, I think a lot of folks kind of let down their guard and thought, you know, post-Trump era, post-9/11 era, things have gotten much better. And then all of a sudden, within a span of days, people were just shocked at the level of Islamophobia, anti-Palestinian sentiment from colleagues, coworkers, people that they knew. I think it was a wake-up call that the problem still exists. There's been hate incidents around the country, folks getting fired from their jobs for posting against the onslaught in Gaza. So it's real. Islamophobia is real, and it's alive and kicking. And it's just a really sad testament of how much further we have to go in the nation to heal in this post-9/11 world.
How are you counseling the community right now, Bassem, especially for Muslims maybe who wear a headscarf, more visible Muslims? Should they be taking extra care or precautions?
Yes, we have created toolkits. Many organizations have created toolkits for this time. And we have our mental health organizations that have created toolkits to educate the community about dealing with the trauma, dealing with the, you know, seeing all these images of what's happening over there, and then here, staying safe. The emotions are very raw. There's a lot of anger, and we're just trying to, you know, give guidance to young folks how to cope through this challenging time and get through it.
You know, I'm thinking about the post-9/11 years, Bassem. Muslim people reported Islamophobia from neighbors, co-workers, even strangers like you're describing now. Some were also targeted by law enforcement, and I'm thinking of the New York Police Department's surveillance of Muslims in the city and beyond as just one example. In your area in the Sacramento Valley, there was so much surveillance by the FBI. Are you seeing anything like that happening now?
We are hearing of cases where FBI is visiting members of the Palestinian community, but we haven't heard of any cases in our area yet, but we are hearing that it is happening around the country, and civil rights organizations are kind of ramping up their Know Your Rights information and just trying to educate the community on how to engage with law enforcement, especially the FBI.
If we can talk about your own family, I know you have relatives in Gaza and that your family suffered losses, and I'm just really sorry. Can you tell us about your family in Gaza?
Yeah, we have a large family in Gaza. My aunts, uncles, cousins are all there. I haven't seen them since 2005, and it's just, you know, we try to call them every day to see who survived. Unfortunately, some have been killed, including 8-year-old Farah Alkara, who is just the cutest little girl, and just seeing the picture of her, someone that I never had a chance to meet, is just devastating. And we've had community members here in California. One individual named Ayman, he lost his father, 4 brothers, and 2 nephews in one attack. Another one from the Abu Daqqa family, they lost over 20 in one attack, including 14 children. And the impact is just, it's impacting every family that I've spoken to.
So I want to ask you just, you know, we've all watched the president be very strong in his support for Israel after the attacks. But he's also now announced some aid for Gaza and helped tried to negotiate getting that into the Gaza Strip. What do you wish President Biden would say or do?
Unfortunately, we don't expect much from President Biden. I mean, it's a really sad situation where President Biden, instead of showing leadership and showing that, you know, the violence has to stop and the occupation has to end, he just supports the most right-wing fascist regime in Israeli history. I mean, it's just a very sad situation, and I think he'll feel it in the 2024 election. I think there's a lot of, you know, American Muslim and Arab American leaders who've said they will not support Biden in 2024, that he is cheerleading the onslaught and the massacres in Gaza, and there will be political repercussions for that.
So let me ask you, Bassem, how do we get to peace? And not just to peace, but to justice?
Ending the occupation, ending the 75-year occupation that's funded by the United States. The United States has to make a decision. Do we support peace? Are we going to end the occupation? And that's the only way that's going to keep Palestinians and Israelis safe, is just ending the occupation and for the Palestinians to live in dignity on their land.
Bassem Alkara is the Executive Director of CAIR, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, in the Sacramento Valley. Thank you so much, Bassem.
Thank you, Deepa.